Harris co-chair on Harris falsely claiming she changed on fracking in 2020, she supported it as VP. By Ian Hanchett on August 30, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of CNN News Central, Harris-Waltz campaign co-chair Senator Chris Coons, Dita, responded to co-host John Berman pointing out that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris didn't actually say she supported fracking during a debate in 2020. Despite Harris' claim that she did, by saying that part of what you're pointing out here is that Vice President Harris, as Vice President to President Biden, has supported fracking for the last 4 years and he's confident that she supports fracking. Berman asked, "I do want to talk about this fracking thing. Because Vice President Harris last night, though pressed by Dana, didn't explain the evolution, how she went from saying she would ban fracking in 2019 to now saying she would not and supports allowing it to continue. Are you satisfied with the explanation she gave?" She said that, in 2020, on the debate stage, she said she supported fracking, but she didn't really. All she said was that President Biden supported it. Coons responded, "Well, John, part of what you're pointing out here is that Vice President Harris, as Vice President to President Biden, has supported fracking for the last 4 years and was the deciding vote in a landmark bill that was the single biggest investment in fighting climate change any nation has ever made. So, I am comfortable that I understand that Vice President Harris has a position that we've made huge progress in combating climate change and fracking has unlocked natural resources that help make the United States secure, both from an international perspective and a domestic perspective. I'm here in Tokyo, Japan right now, and many other countries look to the United States and the fact that we are the nation that leads the world in the production of renewable energy and the production of natural gas. And that makes us a competitive economy. It increases our national security, and it increases our trajectory in reducing our total emissions." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.